All right, everybody. What's up? Welcome to the Zone. I'm Ian.
I'm Jay Buck.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Kyle.
It's the first episode and whatever else. Basically, we just want to talk about hoops and everything like that. You know, college and NBA. So, first topic.
NBA standings.
Well, actually, hold on. Let's get to know us.
All
right. Right. So, I'm Ian, 16, about to be 17. You dig? And my favorite team. Bro, chill out, right, bro.
No, I was thinking of something funny.
We finna start like that, bro.
Nah, we gonna keep that in there.
All right, don't even cook me, bro. My favorite team is the Knicks. All right. Bro, chill out. My favorite team is the Knicks. Best team in the East. Bro, y'all need to chill out, bro. What, bro?
Can we move on? We finna keep the soul slide. We ain't gonna cut nothing.
And I hoop in school and whatnot.
No, you don't.
I don't. All right.
I'm Jimmy. I'm 18. I'm
a convicted felon. Bro, chill out.
My favorite team's the Thunder, sadly, because we suck right now.
Better than the Knicks, but whatever. No, go
bro,
ahead,
Kyrie. Nobody's Bang. Better than the Knicks, bro.
Go, Kyrie Bang. Y'all say the best for last.
My name is Eric. I like Kyrie.
And he likes chicken tenders.
And he likes five different other teams.
Yeah, he likes.
Yeah, it's not like
he
that.
Literally likes everybody.
He likes the Hawks because he's born and around Atlanta somewhere. Or Alabama, which is close to Atlanta.
What?
And so basically, he's a bandwagon.
Like, how am I a bandwagon? I just like
the Celtics. But all right, anyhow.
You literally like the Nets. You like everybody, bro.
Yeah,
you can like teams, and then you have your favorite teams. Can you not?
What?
What's your favorite team?
I don't go for the Raptors because I like Kawhi, or I don't go for the Bucks because I like Kawhi, and I really like Giannis.
I don't talk about the Nets. But let's talk about D-Lo.
You like Spencer?
You like Jared? You talk about Spencer all the time.
Bro, come on.
I just realized his name's Spencer, and he's not supposed to be Spencer. Supposed to be like Devontae or something.
That's
wild.
Jared. Bro, Jared, all right, what?
Anyhow, we said the best team for last. I'm Kyle, and I'm a Colorado fan everywhere, so I'm a Denver Nuggets fan, a Broncos fan. You know how it is.
How old are you?
How old
are you? And I am 18.
He looks five, but he's
18. And I would slam every single one of y'all.
Promise you won't. But
that's Kyrie.
Yeah, so that's about us. So, first topic, what's up? Mr. Man. Jimbo. Alright, he's
Raptors
lost.
Going to the finals?
Raptors ain't going to the finals.
Question mark?
No, the Raptors aren't going
to
the finals.
They're going to the finals.
No, alright, so we got the standings up right here.
Without
right.
Brogdon, maybe?
First off, the best team in the East is the 76ers. It's the 76ers.
They got the best starting five, but they're not the best.
Team overall is the Bucks.
Exactly. The 76ers don't have anyone.
Jerry, you want to introduce yourself?
Toronto does have a bench.
All right, this is Kyle's little brother.
The Lumberjack.
This is the Lumberjack, Jerry.
With Lumberjack without a beard.
Huh?
Big brother.
My name is Jerry Becker. He's
hey, the
big
voice,
brother.
The voice you just heard, if you're listening to the audio version, the voice you just heard is my guy, LeAndre. He the man behind the camera. He the man who do everything. You know what I'm saying? Actually, LeAndre, come introduce yourself too. Yeah, this is my guy, Dre.
We don't got all day. Let's go.
Older brother, Jared.
This older little brother, Jared.
You gotta scoot down, brother. So, Jared,
come on, scoot down, bro.
I'm a Mavericks fan.
Savvy.
FFL, Mavs fan for life. We finessed two teams in the last 8 months. Starting with the Hawks.
They didn't finesse us.
And then we finessed the Knicks.
The Hawks got a good deal.
We gave y'all damaged goods, but whatever.
You don't even know.
Didn't the Hawks get a good deal too?
Bro.
The Hawks didn't. I mean.
Really, the Hawks finessed y'all off.
If the Hawks get our pick, then that's a good deal. But if they don't, it's a bad deal.
But are y'all going to get your pick? That's the question.
Probably not.
You have a pretty small chance.
Probably not. We got like a 40% chance. Go on,
and that's not even half. That's the thing.
There's tankathon.com. That's the actual site.
You would know, right?
What? I didn't know that was the actual
site. How do you not know that? Oh, my bad. We should already compete for the actual first one.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, tankathon.
Like,
already getting
the
first
one. They got like a 97% chance of getting that first.
What?
Go to it. That's
bro.
All right. You can like do mock drafts.
Who made
this?
Who made tankathon.com?
A Knicks fan.
New York. Yes, sir.
So New York obviously has the best odds.
Dang, y'all are 7 right now?
All
right,
shut up. Hey, introduce yourself, Jerry.
Wait, so if it was the top, if it was top five.
If it was top
five. Atlanta gets it?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
What?
So
how does it work?
See, Dallas got
is it
top
10? Bro, no, bro. That's not realistic, though. That's realistic.
Oh, if it's outside the top five, Atlanta gets it.
Bro, if we get top five,
no, that's how it is. Yeah. Because y'all were two and y'all had to pick. No, and now it's saying
if
Atlanta.
If it's top five,
bro, it's top five protected. You don't know basketball.
That's what he just said.
But yeah, that's what I just said.
Drayden gets to introduce himself, but Drayden, 18, he make music and he hoop. But he don't really like watch like the NBA and whatnot. So, like. He watched college ball.
I'm 16.
So when we talk about college ball, Jerry will be in front of the camera and he'll give his opinion and everything like that.
So y'all think Zion should
No, we're talking about the NBA right now. Go.
Yes, we know Zion's going to New York.
Right. Zion's going to New York because
it's RJ. You wanna play for the Knicks?
RJ, you wanna play for the Knicks?
Alright, so hold on. So back to what we were saying. So you're still in the shot, I think, bro.
Jared, just go over there.
Just go over there, bro.
Jared.
Jeez.
So we got to deal with every day.
This is what we have to deal with every day. And he lives with him. So come on.
Just wait till he gets hot on the Mavericks. Oh my God.
Bruh. All right. So, like I was saying earlier, the best team in the East and the best team, the one team that might be able to go, like, that's going to go to the finals is the 76ers. Straight up.
They have the best chance of going to the finals.
Name three players.
Why do you think they have the best chance?
Not like kind of like the Warriors. They don't have like a lot of depth, but their starting five can literally be any starting five in the East and some of the West.
Dude, you look at the Raptors. Kyle Lowry.
Uh huh.
I mean, you obviously can't guard Ben Simmons. He's too small, but they can switch it. Simple, put
Kawhi
on
Danny Green on it.
But who's gonna guard
Danny Green?
Hold on. Danny Green's gonna guard Jimmy Butler.
Danny Green's low key better than JJ Redick. He's gonna play better defense.
That's hard.
This closer than you think.
Redick can play defense.
He's a better two-way player.
Stay over there, Jared. This is why I didn't want you to open. Because you're gonna run your mouth all the time. And Kawhi can guard anyone on that team easily.
I don't know if Kawhi can guard Joel.
Not Embiid.
Bro, literally Jokic guarded Embiid. Come on now.
Come on, bro. No. Fair warning.
Siakam can guard any one of them.
Fair warning.
Siakam's
guarding Tobias.
Hey, hold on.
And you got to realize they got Marc Gasol off the bench.
Before we get into this and, like, everything, before we start talking about the West, this guy right here, if the Nuggets ain't winning, he ain't down for it, right, bro.
No, if the Nuggets aren't winning in the next 3 years, like I've been saying. I've not been saying that my whole life.
If you don't say Jokic isn't the best, you're wrong.
No, because you were KP. You loved KP until you got traded.
KP.
We had this argument so many times that if Jokic is better than KP.
I don't know anybody named KP.
Yeah, because you got rid of him.
All right. Who do you think has the best chance in the East to go to the finals?
The Raptors.
Raptors? Why?
I mean, you got Marc Gasol off the bench. You got Van Vliet. Who else they got off the bench? They got other people. Who else they have on the bench?
Jeremy Lin, no.
They got Jeremy Lin.
CJ? No, CJ.
No, CJ got traded. Or traded, yeah. I'm missing a couple of people. I know that.
Well, you said Van Vliet, Jeremy Lin.
They traded someone with that.
Was it this year or last year?
OG?
Oh, yeah.
OG
they got,
and OG.
Was it this year or last year Fred Van Lee played, like, it was against, like, the Raptors?
Like,
not the Raptors.
Candidate.
The Pistons. It was Pistons-Raptors. And Fred Van Lee, like, went off and he had, like, 25 or something.
He does that a lot.
Bro, but he had, like, a buzzer beater, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah. Was that this year or last year?
That was last year.
That was last year? Okay.
He was a six-man of the year candidate.
Six-man of the
year
candidate?
Rookie year, I think.
Mm-hmm. For real?
Yeah.
But you think
it's the best odds.
Literally almost anyone on that team can play defense, though. So.
Raptors, yeah.
Play either decent defense or good defense or great defense. There's no one on that team that can't play defense at all.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, I mean, Eastern. All right, so I'm going to tell y'all what the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be, and I feel like this is the actual, like, opinion. Eastern Conference Finals is going to be...
It's going to be an opinion, but all right.
Bro, this is a good opinion, though. It's going to be...
I'll be the judge of that.
It's going to be 76ers, Raptors.
I don't like that opinion.
You can't, bro.
And so, conference finals?
What? Eastern Conference Finals.
I say Raptors.
You said 76ers, Raptors?
I say Raptors, Bucks.
You said 76ers Raptors?
76ers Raptors. Conference finals.
So you're saying that Philly would have to drop to at least four. Because right now they'd be playing in the second round.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Against who? The Raptors?
Raptors, Sixers. That would be second round.
It's going to be Bucks versus Raptors.
I can't.
Is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bucks conference finals. Without running into each other?
Yeah.
It's going to be Bucks Raptors.
I think the Bucks will get swept, though.
By against who? The Sixers?
Against the Raptors.
No.
Yeah.
Swept.
MVP?
Bro.
Giannis?
First off, Giannis isn't winning MVP.
Who's winning MVP? Harden?
Harden, yes. What?
Yeah, I think Harden.
Harden? Yeah. Harden or Paul George?
Yeah.
It's going to be Harden or Paul George.
Paul George is falling.
No. Paul George. This last 2 weeks.
His last couple
His last two weeks, he's out of the playoff.
But race. Still, bro.
Or the MVP race.
Like,
he's on a boat.
Just as far as, like, overall bucket and, like,
scoring isn't the only thing about it.
But I'm saying, like, most valuable player on their team.
All right, you look at it this way. You know I'm going to bring him up. You already know I'm going to bring him up. When Jokic just got thrown out of the Pacers game right away, by the way, it's the rest. Jokic has been ejected 3 times in his career. It's the same ref all 3 times. It explains a lot. Tony Brothers, shout out to you, Dinole. Anyhow, with the gold. Jokic literally, the minute he got thrown out, it was like 3 minutes. I heard it. Jokic got thrown out with like 3 minutes left. Their whole offense got ruined. They lost like a 9-point lead. But
was that when Victor Oladipo was playing?
No, this was the other day.
Yeah. He got thrown out of the game. We had like a 9-point lead, and that thing shrunk so fast to 2. We were like only up 2 when it was tied at 1 point. Yeah. With 3 minutes in the fourth quarter.
Indiana had a chance to win it too.
Yeah, Paul Mills are basically out of
game. All right, strong opinion. If Indiana still had Victor Oladipo, they'd be already locked in. It wouldn't be the 76ers, it'd be them.
As what?
As a third seed.
I feel like they wouldn't connect as much with Victor Oladipo on the team.
Yeah.
I think they're better off with Oladipo.
You think they're better off without him?
Because Oladipo, I don't really know. I mean, you're an OKC fan. You saw him play with Westbrook, so. Yeah.
But that's
in your perspective, because was he actually a team player?
He was a team player.
Yeah. Does he like pass the ball pretty well?
He passes. He doesn't get as many assists as you would think, but
didn't he average like 4 assists?
I mean, if you really think about it, it's not that much.
But as a shooting guard, that's kind of
nice. Technically he probably ran the point guard for the most part. He ran the offense.
Who's the point guard for the
Pacers?
Darren Collison. So, dang, how long has he been in the league?
Like 10 years.
Jeez.
And Corey Joseph's their backup.
Corey Joseph is kind of nice.
I like Corey Joseph.
Bro. Collison is nice.
All right, let's switch it up to the West.
I think so.
So, the West, obviously. All right, Eastern Conference Finals, Warriors Nuggets. I'll give you that.
I do.
Let's just start it off with Warriors.
Like, I got faith in the Nuggets. They just you really look at it, our roster. Let's see. Trey Lyles, he's had playoff experience, I'm pretty sure, in Utah, but that was...
He didn't play with Utah.
He played with Utah.
He did?
Yeah. He came off the bench.
For like a minute.
Barely. He didn't play as much as what he plays with the Nuggets.
It was like a season, right?
He didn't play in that playoff series against the Clippers.
He didn't? No. He knows what playoffs look like from court side vision. Alright, but anyhow, like Paul Mills, obviously he knows what playoffs is, and he's competed against LeBron when he was on the Hawks that year.
Lost him every time.
Shut up. Anyhow.
Bro.
And then Mason Plumlee. But Mason Plumlee, like
Portland,
yeah.
I just realized
that's all of our players. And then IT.
Bro. Y'all are tripping. Y'all are sleeping on IT. I just realized the Lakers suck.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't know
they've
like
had the worst defense since
bro,
the IT's not helping them though.
IT's not on the Lakers.
IT's not on the Lakers.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, them getting rid of him.
No.
That would help him. IT can't play defense to save his life. They literally switch everything.
But, like, bro, what? 31-39. Yeah. They're 17 games behind, right? And they're how many games?
10 games out the playoffs.
Really they're, 10 game, they're 10 and a half games out the playoffs.
Should have got rid of Randall.
Bro, what?
Or D'Lo.
And they lost 3 games in a row. Their last 10, they're 2-8. Oh my god, they suck.
They've been the worst defense lately.
But like, bro, come
I mean,
on.
Lonzo's been out though.
Yeah,
but, that would help. But even not, then, like, if Lonzo's still here, if Lonzo's still playing and he's healthy, they're probably like a 5 seed.
Right now,
Lonzo
by himself. They fell all the way out when LeBron was out. So they're like 8. You're like 7 or 8 seed when LeBron came.
What are they right now? 11?
A lot of age, though.
What are they, 11?
Yeah, they're 11.
I just think
they're 11?
They wouldn't even be ahead of the Kings.
Bro, they would,
the
they would
I think
be,
he's given up already.
They'd bro. Barely maybe be tied with the Timberwolves if
Lonzo
was
they
there.
They wouldn't be in front of the Kings.
Hey. Lonzo does not affect that team that much at all. Be honest, come on.
Well, if LeBron wasn't out for so long and Lonzo was still there and he was still healthy while LeBron and them were playing, yeah, bro.
They'd be up there, but I think they, like Kyle said, they'd be tied with the Timberwolves.
They'd barely be tied with the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
They're not struggling against
there's no way they're. There's no way they're ahead of the Kings.
There's no way they're even close to the 7th or 8th seed.
No, forget about Ingram. He's been out.
Ingram's been out?
He hasn't been out as long as you think he is.
Yeah, but he was balling right before. He was averaging like 25.
Let's look at power rankings.
But, I think the Rockets are biggest threat to the Warriors.
Rockets are the biggest threat to the Warriors?
How you feel about that?
No.
I don't. They got rid of Ariza isn't there to play defense.
How you feel about that?
And they're
going to... Didn't they lose...
No, this is why... Yeah, they lost Mbamute too.
The only person that can guard Durant somewhat is PJ Tucker.
And like every year they run out of gas.
Can put the clamps.
Yeah. That would have beat them last year.
Nobody can guard KD.
All
right. Ariza was doing his thing.
Not even Klay Thompson can guard Harden.
Bro.
I know Harden has had playoff failures, but like this year.
If they're
going to run out of gas, bro.
He's even better.
He's going to run out of gas, bro. He's going to go off for like the first two series. And then when
he's not going to need to play that hard against most teams, though. The Kings is against
But still, he's going to have to take a lot of shots.
If he has CP3 and Gordon to help him.
Yeah.
And Capella. Because Capella's been doing his thing this year.
Yeah.
He's
been healthy, yeah.
I mean, he's averaging a double-double. I didn't even realize he was averaging like 16 or 17. Like,
if they played in the conference finals again, Boogie, I don't think Boogie's that going to be that big of a factor.
Harden's averaging 35. Listen,
I don't think Boogie would be that big of a factor because all they're going to do is switch it. And
Boogie's going to
have Boogie guard Harden.
Boogie's not ready to guard people in the perimeter yet. His legs are going to give out. I guarantee you.
Think about it, though. The Warriors don't even depend on defense like that, bro. They don't.
Because they play against them, you're going to have to.
Yeah, but still. So you're telling me the only team that could beat them, like you said earlier, is probably the Raptors. Straight up. No.
Maybe OKC.
No.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Okay. What are you talking about?
The Raptors like the only team that could probably night in, night out beat the Warriors.
Westbrook, when he wants to, he can play defense. And if they get Roberson back, then yes, they can probably beat them.
It's been out so long.
He's guarding Clay. He can guard Clay or Curry. And Westbrook can play defense when he wants to. And what's it called?
Okay,
Paul George obviously can. He's clamped up LeBron. He can clamp up. He's not going
to
clamp up.
What
Durant,
do you think clamping
he'll go
up
toe
is?
To toe
he'll go
is clamping
give
up.
Give him the work.
See, like, my thing.
And you got Grant. Draymond's not scoring.
Yeah.
But Grant, he's athletic and he can block shots.
You got to worry about 5 all-stars who can score from all over the floor 7 games.
Boogie hasn't
been
like that this year, though.
But still,
he's not the same.
It's
not the Boogie. It's not the Boogie on the Pelicans.
Bro, still, he might be a threat.
No, Adams.
But Adam, bro, Adams will literally wear him out, though. Because Adams is so physical.
Okay. Adams for 7 games.
Okay, so now you have 4 games. Straight up. Like, you got.
And you got to realize, they have Sean Livingston off the bench. They got Iggy off the bench, but he's always hurt. Who else do they have? They have Jordan Bell.
Alfonso McKinney.
Quinn Cook.
Quinn Cook.
Don't see him on.
Yeah, but you got to look at them. Look at them. They got Schroeder. Oh, he is the best backup point guard in the league. No questions asked. Is he not?
Who's a better backup point guard than Dennis Schroeder?
There's literally
I wasn't talking about y'all.
And it's not even close to him.
I was talking about the
Corey Joseph's other option.
Miss Polly, is that still recorded? It's not? Oh, we're good? It's still recording? All right, cool. We was gonna fire Dre up, boy. All right.
But, what are we talking about? Schroeder?
Schroeder.
The only person that's close to him for backup in the league is probably Corey Joseph, unless I'm missing someone.
If he played the Warriors in a series, we'd lose in 5.
Terry Rozier is there, too. What's it called?
But
I feel like Terry Rozier is better than Dennis Schroeder.
Calm down.
I think he's lucky better than Dennis Schroeder. As far as like, individual player.
Schroeder, did you see what Schroeder was doing when he was on the Hawks when he was only option?
Did you see what he was
doing? What was he at? He was
did you see like, what Rozier was doing in the playoffs?
Like 20 and like 8 assists.
Did you see what Rozier was doing in the playoffs?
Okay, good job.
Against the Cavs. He was going crazy.
Who was their point guard?
What was the gas point guard? George Hill?
Shut up, bro.
George Hill's a backup for the Bucks. Eric Bledsoe isn't even that good anymore. I mean, he's good, don't get me wrong.
He got that payday last week.
How much is he going to hold now?
I don't even know.
He played for the Suns. When he was on the Suns, that man was
speaking of the Suns, what the heck is going on in Phoenix? I watched the Suns game.
Bro, what is up? Why are they signing Rashad Holmes?
No, hold on.
Why is he on that team? That dude tries to fight everyone and get in each other's face.
They probably needed some grit in practice. I don't know, but hold on.
That's going to scare DeAndre Ayton.
Bro, all right, I'm about to talk about DeAndre Ayton. First overall pick, right?
Eight.
Powerhouse in college.
Yeah, Arizona.
Powerhouse in Arizona. Going crazy on everybody. And he's not getting any touches.
Yeah, he's playing. I've seen clips. Playing defense, the whole possession, then other
going down on the other side.
And they don't not look.
Literally, it's like okay, Devin Booker gets the rock, pick and roll.
Yeah,
he's open. This is like a pass a high schooler could make.
Yeah,
you're a pro who went to Kentucky. Of course, you can make it. No, I'm gonna take this fadeaway jumper. You have a pop, bro. I'm not saying he's like the next Shaq.
How many years? Anyone know what Booker's contract looked like?
I think it's like 139.
Wait, he just signed a year?
He just signed.
Yeah, he just signed. He just signed a big one recently.
I was thinking he was like still on a rookie contract.
Nah,
he was ready to get paid and leave somewhere.
Bro,
why he's doing that? That's what IT's been doing off the bench.
Contract 5 year, 158 million.
158 million.
Yeah, extension.
He's good, but 158
million. I mean, he's basically an all-star.
No, he's an all-star caliber player.
He easily should have been an all-star. It's just so bad. They're so bad.
Yeah. Okay, so
the other day he just jumped like 40.
So who would you rather? Who would you rather start a like being an NBA GM? Who would you rather start a franchise with, D'Lo or Devin Booker?
D'Lo.
D'Lo.
It's easier to build around a point guard instead of a shooting guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is easier to build around.
Who's the better scorer, D'Lo or Devin Booker?
Devin Booker
easily.
You think?
Yeah.
Because he's more athletic?
Yeah. But Booker's an underrated playmaker. He averages like 7 assists.
For real?
Yeah.
I mean, when you get double teamed because you're only like a scorer, you should be
averaging 25 as well.
He averages 4 assists. Oh, that's career. Oh, yeah, we're just 6.8.
He's been.
Dang, this is a nice stat line.
Look at the other night.
25 points?
Yes, 2 days ago. 40 and 13.
What? That's not bad, bro.
You're right, that's great.
Yeah, because they put him at point.
See the next Nets Harden? No. I'm fucking with you. Bro, all right, so.
Didn't that man have like 70-something?
He put 70 on.
They still lost, though.
They still lost,
though. They still lost.
But they made fun of him in the locker room, too, didn't they?
Yeah. They put up some signs.
You put up 70, you still lost.
Oh, yeah, that was Jay Crowder. He tweeted, commented under, that's probably 70, y'all still
lost. Jay Crowder's probably my least favorite player.
All right, let's think about that. Who's everybody's least favorite player?
Harden.
Beverly. Patrick Beverly.
Westbrook.
Why? He plays defense. You don't like defense?
I don't know how he gets in people's faces and tries to start stuff.
If you can't take it, then...
Get out the kitchen.
All right.
Yeah.
Get out the league.
You want to talk about can't take stuff.
NBA. No boys allowed.
You want to talk about... Hey, hold on. You want to talk about people can't take stuff.
Oh, Kyrie?
Yeah, Kyrie and Jamal. Come on now.
Bro.
How are you going to pick up a ball and throw it at a kid?
Bro,
at a
kid.
It's not like he was trying to throw it at the kid.
He threw it and he aimed for the kid.
Totally.
Kyrie, where's LeBron? So...
Can't take the heat again,
bro.
Try again. Get out the kitchen.
NBA, no boys allowed.
Exactly. You can't take the heat. Get out the kitchen.
Straight up, my least favorite player is Westbrook.
Why is that? That's a lot of people's least favorite.
I just never liked Westbrook.
Why? All right. Do you not like his game or his attitude? Because it's a mix in between.
It's his game. I don't like his game.
Wait, can't
What's
shoot?
Wrong with his game?
It's not
his game.
It's like he's selfish, but when you look at the stats, it's he's not selfish.
He's
not selfish. But
he's
like,
not selfish. Just
do you watch the game?
Yes,
just
I do.
You shoot bad doesn't mean you're selfish.
He doesn't shoot well.
If
but
you have
he,
the best
he's
score,
a really good
if player. You have the best score of literally all
this,
time. Dude.
It's not the all time, but we've already gone over this.
Wait,
whatever.
Wait.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hold off on that.
We're not debating.
Hold off on that one. Yes, yeah, hold
we're,
off on
we're
that
not debating this today.
We don't have to do it today, but we can.
Bro, hey.
Yeah,
right,
we'll
bro.
Get that to that next episode.
Too, we'll get to that next, bro. But if you have the best score, I don't care if he's cold, I don't care, whatever, because I know he was playing kind of trash that series. Bro, if you have
you're
the best.
About the Golden State series?
Yes.
Okay.
If you have the best score, why are you pulling up on three people?
All right.
Like you're Kobe.
Let me tell
you're
this.
Not. This is before
why did Durant
all
shoot 10 of 31?
Bro.
In game 6.
Because he's.
Home.
Bro. Either way.
Best scorer of all time?
He's the best scorer of all time. Who has the Arsenal KD has?
He shot 10 of 31 in
who
the
has
the
he's not passing
game.
The ball.
Who has the Arsenal
I
KD
shoot
10
for 31 and then what idea get like goes through your head? If you're shooting that bad, why do you keep shooting?
I know they both like, shot bad that
like,
game.
Like, don't get me wrong. They probably but, both shot bad. But at the end of the day, Westbrook can pass the ball. He can rebound. And he played
like
pretty good defense.
14, right?
16.
All Durant can do is somewhat rebound and play good defense.
Yeah, that was before he was like a great
He's
defender.
A small forward. That's all he needs to do.
Score the ball.
Score the ball. Play good defense.
But he wasn't that good of a defender when he was in OKC. He didn't start playing really good defense until he met
but he
Draymond.
Was,
literally.
And then Jim White yelled at him.
He scared him. Made him puke.
So hold on.
Wait, game 6. Okay.
Okay, game
That's
6.
That's the game Clay just went off, dude. All
game right, six. So OKC. Box score. Holy art.
Durant,
Leonardo
10 of 31. Westbrook, 10 of 27.
10 of 27. And all
right, but he had 11 assists.
0
That's
for
what,
5.
That's what you're saying.
He
can do other things
bro.
Besides score.
No, bro. I just don't like Festus Ezeli.
I remember.
Bro, Festus Ezeli, bro. Bless you, my son. Bro, Festus Ezeli was that guy, bro.
And he had 9 rebounds.
Yeah.
What do you have a problem with him? Like,
just,
his effort is
like I just don't
there.
Like, when I see his game, it just, like, kind of, like, pisses me off, bro. Like, I just don't like
Why? Because you can't do that?
No. First off, I was going to say I'll lock Westbrook up, but I don't
Westbrook
want him.
Would literally blow by you.
I don't
you
want
wouldn't
him
even know which way. You don't even know which way he turned down the street. Bro, if y'all literally raced down the block, you wouldn't. By the time you got to the next street, you wouldn't know if you took a left or a right.
De'Aaron Fox is faster than Westbrook.
No, he's not, bro.
Yes, he is. De'Aaron Fox is the fastest player in the league.
Because Russ
no,
is
Fox
like
is
fast.
Quicker with the ball.
Probably yeah. Quicker with the ball. Are we talking about just like speed without the ball?
Quicker with the ball.
With the ball? Probably Fox.
Fox is... He about it, boy.
You see when Westbrook drove past Fox from full court, got the rebound, went full
I'm
court.
I'm fast, too.
He said, I'm too fast.
All right.
And we won the game.
Okay.
So it's all good.
And you got...
Rock the baby, too.
You know there who's you cold, though? You know who might, like... who has, like, the same type of play style as Westbrook, but might mess around and be better?
Bro, weren't you the
he
one bashing
averaging.
Him? He was literally bashing him last year when Jared was talking.
I wasn't.
You really were.
He's only averaging like, what, 12?
Moutier is better.
Yeah,
it's Moutier.
Stop it.
Literally averaging
Chill
probably
out,
exactly.
Tiger? Bro, we might hit y'all with a music podcast. Nah, I'm messing with y'all. Well, no. All right, Dennis Smith Jr. stats. Okay.
He's not
don't even cook.
Like
don't even cook on these. So hold on.
0 points.
He didn't play
against the Lakers. I would want to play against the Lakers.
He was hurt.
To have a career high against their sorry ass.
Bro,
cussing are we?
Averaging 13 points per game, 4.9 assists. Ooh. Career.
Wait. Okay.
That's not bad.
He's
Bless
going
you.
Down. Then that means he's going down.
Career.
No, but. Yeah,
obviously.
All
right.
That means this year he's not doing good.
All right, so let's look at the Knicks.
Dallas, first year, 15 points.
That was before Luka came. Now he's in New York. He's averaging 14.
Okay, Kevin Knox is still there. What are you talking about?
He's averaging 14 and 6.
Aren't y'all trying to develop
So he
Kevin
kinda
Knox?
He kinda got better. Because he was averaging 15 and 5. Now he's averaging 14 and 6.
Aren't y'all trying to develop Kevin Knox?
I don't know what we're trying to do with the small forward position. Because we're going to draft Zion off we get that first pick, and then we're probably going to sign KD. That's three powerhouse small forward, not powerhouse.
You know, the bottom three teams didn't all have say, the hey, same equal didn't, chance didn't to the number one pick.
Didn't y'all manager was like, it. We're going to sign Jimmy Butler, and y'all ended up with Tim Hardaway?
Yeah.
You better hope the guy
that was. Was that Steve?
What are y'all going to get?
Miritich, I don't think that was Steve.
They're going to get Miritich instead of Durant. Watch.
All right.
He's bro. Nice, but.
Kevin Durant?
Exactly.
Come on now.
I mean, I don't think we can get Kevin Durant and Kyrie. I don't think we might be able to just get Kevin Durant and, like, Klay Thompson.
Kyrie would come play with Jamal.
Imagine
Kyrie
that.
Kyrie would come play with Jamal.
Per 36 minutes. Now, hold on. I got a beef with this. I don't know if y'all do, too. But all these unnecessary stats per 36 minutes. What's
that
that
actually
one?
Matters.
That does matters. It?
Yes, because yes. You can see the production if they played that many minutes.
You can look at the usage rate. You can look at the
usage. None of that stuff, Matt. Like, yeah, I've never got any of that. Somebody explain it to me.
Plus minus means a big
plus
thing.
Minus. Okay, plus minus doesn't really mean too much.
I get. I kind of get plus minus. I kind of get plus minus.
Plus minus makes you get, know that you're going on a run when he's on the court. Or you're doing good when he's on the court.
But, like, the other team could go on a run, but it's right, not, about, like, your fault.
What about, hey, does this stat matter, turnover to assist ratio?
Assist turnover ratio.
Yeah.
That matters.
That's basically plus minus, right?
No, it's however many assists you got before, compared, like, to, compared turnover. To turnover.
Well, no, I mean, I get that. It's self-explanatory, but I'm saying.
I don't know. Like,
Jared's
like
back.
Some of these unnecessary stats.
Like, usage rate, that's
like, the one, like, Mike Krzemba uses.
PER our play efficiency rating?
Like,
okay. That matters.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like Mike Krzemba is.
True shooting percentage, that matters.
What does that mean, though? True, like, shooting percentage?
Like, the quality of your shots and, like, okay. How often you make them.
All right. Those kind of make sense now. Those kind of make sense. But, like, I don't know. What? I want to talk about, predictions for the not final four, but I just talk about playoff predictions. What else I want to get into next year predictions for each other's teams.
Sheesh.
I'm gonna be realistic. Knicks are gonna get a top three pick. Now who I want us to get is I don't want us to get RJ or Cam.
Or if y'all have the first pick, y'all know who y'all are getting.
We're going to get Zion.
But what if y'all don't get the first pick?
So hold on.
Wasn't he literally just saying, like,
RJ's better than Zion? He said RJ's better than Zion.
That was before I watched a full game of Zion.
But you saw him live.
But one full.
I saw him live in high school.
But he's still dropping 40.
Against, like, 6-foot guys, bro. All right. What? All
right, and I've seen Grant Sherfield play.
Proving it right now.
Grant Sherfield, Zion
Buddy,
Williamson.
But he's going to UCLA, and I've seen him, and I don't think he's that good.
UCLA, Duke.
UCLA is still
a pretty top school.
Prestigious.
But Duke is literally the school.
Duke is good right now because of the coach and because of all the recruits they always
It's
get.
Not just been good right now. It's been good
for 30 years.
It's been good for 30-some years.
It doesn't matter where you go. Look at John Morant.
He's about to be top.
I don't like that.
Damian Lillard we just watched.
Weber State,
yeah.
His teammate, CJ McCollum, Lehigh.
I don't really like that type of stuff, though, bro. Because, like, Cameron Payne went to Murray State. And
it's Cameron Payne.
Man, still, if you're averaging 20
thing,
points
no,
per game.
The only thing he's good at is dancing with Westbrook.
Bro, let's look. Bro.
Westbrook made his
this
career.
This is why I don't want
That's the reason why I know
Jamari.
Who Cameron Payne is. Really? Dancing with Westbrook.
Bro.
That's some fire dances, though.
This is why I don't want him, bro. So
you don't want who?
Jamorian, bro. Not saying he's not cold. Ja Morant or Jamorian. Bro. He's cold, but, like, bro, he goes to, like, a... Why are you throwing stuff at me?
Jared, stop.
Stop being... Dude, you racist. Stupid. All right, back...
Cameron Payne.
He's so bad, dude.
College.
He's on the Bulls.
He's on the Bulls. But
he's on the Bulls.
All right,
college stats. He averaged 18 and 5. Not bad. Not bad. But now he's in the league. Same school, same everything. He's in the league now, and he's averaging, you can't even see his stats. You can't.
But it's like, from the eye test alone, you can tell that John Morant, Cameron Payne. You can you if you watch
from
a
the
game,
okay from the eye test.
If
I can
you watch
I can
a
see
game
that.
Or even just highlights.
These are stats.
John Morant's the real deal.
All right, look up John Morant and look up I'm looking up Cameron Payne. Dang, bro, you wanna get behind here or something?
The Bulls should get him.
I just looked up stats, bro.
You beat your wiener when you go.
Dude, this dude is averaging 25 points, 10 assists, and 5 rebounds.
It don't matter.
And he's
where
carried
you go
his team to the tournament.
He's been at Murray State for 2 years. Okay.
It don't matter where you go to college.
Just as long as you go.
He doubled his point. Look, go back down. Doubled his points. Almost doubled his assists. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're
but
balling,
like, still, bro.
Yeah,
like, that's why.
If
this
you're
is
balling,
why,
you're balling.
This
you're
is
not
going
to be, like, a high pick if you're not at a big college, but you can still get picked.
So, let's look at the mock draft.
If you
draft.
Go to a big college, you can still be a bust.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Anthony that Bennett went to UNLV.
Anthony Bennett, that's not even a big college.
UNLV?
Not really. Not anymore.
That's not that
yeah.
big.
I mean,
when I think big, I'm talking about the people that are always top 4 seeds easily,
yeah.
no question.
So like Arizona, so like Villanova,
Arizona, Kentucky,
Duke, North Carolina,
Villanova,
Kansas.
Wafers,
North Carolina,
Virginia,
Kansas.
All right.
North Carolina.
So he's projected. He's John Morant. He's projected to go number 2.
To the Bulls or Phoenix.
He's projected to go number 2 to Phoenix. How would that work?
Phoenix, bro, that'll take a boatload off of Booker. Right
Phoenix
there.
Has a lot of potential. If, that, if this is true, if this is what happens, and this usually just isn't like fake or whatever, and it's not just talking like trash. So if they'll have Ja Morant at the 1,
Booker
at the 2, Mikal Bridges at the 3, Josh Jackson at the 4,
Warren.
But Josh Jackson.
Where's their pick at?
If he develops, though.
Did we get rid of our picks?
I don't like Josh Jackson either. Josh Jackson at the 4, and what's his face at the 5? Aiden at the 5. That's not like a dynasty, but you can be competitive.
If that develops,
that's like OKC in 2012, bro.
Bro, am I tripping?
They develop together.
Guys, am I tripping?
What?
The Nuggets don't.
Do the Nuggets not have any picks?
They traded a pick.
We didn't trade all of our picks. I mean, we don't even have a second rounder either. Oh, wait a minute. There's Denver.
I mean, bro. Oh, you know what I hate when I'm scrolling through Instagram?
What?
On my feed, whatever. What about if KD and Harden and Westbrook, they wouldn't have stayed together? Either way, somebody would have left.
Yeah, either way, someone would
have left.
Because
you got to
think.
We
would have had the ring in 2013, though.
Yeah.
That would have been our ring.
They
who was
got
your coach? Who was that
Scott Brooks?
Brooks. That's
even
why
he's not that
not
good.
A good coach.
Bro, like, it's basically like a bigger Kobe Shaq situation.
I think we would have won a ring, though.
I mean, you guys would have won a ring, but you guys wouldn't have won on, like, a three-peat.
I mean,
somebody would have been like,
if y'all
well,
were all happy, then yeah.
Yeah.
But still, like, you got, I mean.
Yeah, but. I don't know.
You got to think. Someone's going to be like, I can do
Harden
something.
Harden would have developed.
Harden
would have been that guy. Harden would have been that guy and be like, I can do something on my own.
Or Westbrook.
No, Westbrook
was starting, though, so he was already.
Yeah.
You already had some.
You already had
but
his
I'm
talent.
Saying if y'all guys won the MVP in 2013, well, not the MVP.
Championship.
If y'all won the championship and KD would have won the MVP in 2013, I think Westbrook would have left. And Harden. Well, Harden and KD would have stayed. For real.
What if it was
if you had
the
to
other
pick,
way around?
If you had to pick two, who would be the best two?
Harden.
Be on the same team.
Who would be the best two out of those three? Who would be the best
Everyone's
two?
Everyone's like, oh, you, haha, OKC kept the worst one.
Honestly, I think the worst one to play with.
Worst one to play
I'd say
with.
Harden.
Worst one to play with is probably Harden.
The worst one to play with is Harden. To
worst
me.
One, Harden or
I'd
Westbrook?
I'd say Durant.
Durant?
Can I
say something?
No.
Can I say something?
What?
What, Durant?
Hey, first of all, everybody's saying the Thunder are a bad organization.
We're a great organization.
They drafted 3 MVPs in a row. And how you're a bad organization, you got 3 MVPs
no,
in a row.
No, the thing is, we're a small market, and we've been relevant for 10-plus years
That's
in a row.
That's why I couldn't
There's
an,
Y'all would have, bro, if y'all would have stayed in Seattle.
He was good when he was young. Ibaka, Westbrook, and Durant were getting paid. That's why y'all couldn't keep Harden.
Yeah.
Y'all had no choice.
So it's like somebody had
and
to
then, Yeah, and then even when we traded Harden, we got Adams.
That's and y'all got Oladipo
good
in
ass
the
pick.
In Ibaka trade.
In the trade, yeah.
Y'all had
for Paul George?
For Paul George.
Trey Jones is second round, 33rd overall?
Yes.
I'm telling you, he's not as good as his brother. And his brother's the third three-point guard right now.
Tyus Jones.
I don't know.
He's not better than Tyus.
Damn, Bol Bol.
Bol Bol's.
Bol Bol 18. Darius Garland. I think Trey Jones.
I got you picking Bol Bol.
I think Trey Jones is better than Darius Garland.
I got you picking Bol Bol. Celtics.
Bol Bol is a demigod.
That'd be nice.
Like, when he's injured right now.
I just noticed Eric hasn't really said anything this whole thing.
Nah, I really haven't.
That's crazy.
I don't know basketball like all
that. You probably know. I don't know. Hold on. All right, predictions. We need to do that for tonight. For tonight's games. So,
the Nuggets are losing to the Celtics.
NBA.
Hey, what time is that game? Come on.
6:30.
I meant to, sorry.
What time is right?
All right, so today we got Knicks Raptors. So we got Jazz Wizards, Knicks Raptors, Warriors Spurs. That's going to be a good game. If KD's back?
Yeah, he's back.
Okay, that's going to be a good game. Pistons, Cavs, ill.
I think Boogie might be out, though.
Boogie might be out?
I think.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Heat, Thunder, and I think that might be it.
Yeah, Boogie's out. But
Heat, Thunder, and Pacers. Oh, Pacers, Trailblazers.
That's going to be good.
That's not a bad game.
That's actually
all right. Good. All right, one by one predictions.
It's all about that Showtime event.
CJ might be out, though.
CJ might be out?
Oh, yeah, CJ's out. His knee. He's out for like a week.
For real?
Yeah, his knee.
Still is game.
Seth Curry.
Former Maverick.
All right. Jazz Wizards.
I got the Jazz.
Jazz. Unless Bradley Beal drops 50 or something. I don't see that happening.
Knicks Raptors.
Even if he does, still loses.
Knicks Raptors. Raptors.
Raptors been losing to some bad teams lately.
But they're not losing to the Knicks.
They're not losing to the
Knicks. They've been losing to some bad
teams. And I kind of want the Knicks to lose too, so we can just tank. But whatever. Warriors, Spurs.
Spurs are on a 9-game winning streak.
But
so
still, KD is coming back.
I might pick the Spurs.
I'm picking
the
Warriors.
They're on a 9-game winning streak.
What about y'all?
If Boogie's not playing, I'm going with the Spurs.
Spurs are hot.
What about you?
If they're hot, like Jimmy said, then I feel like LaMarcus Aldridge is going to have a 9-game
winning streak. You got Golden State?
LaMarcus Aldridge is going to play around and mess with everyone.
All right, Pelicans, Mavs.
Steph Curry can play around and just drop 40.
I got Pels.
I got Maverick.
Randall will go off again.
I got the Mavs.
Imagine what Randall would do to
Pacers, Trailblazers.
I feel like the Mavericks are going to win due to the fact. Bro, Jalen Brunson, he's looking nice. That man's going to give Drew Holiday work.
He should have been a first-round pick.
Randall's going to give all of them work.
Not really. Dwight Powell's got some IQ.
Dwight Powell's not a guardian. Dirk is.
Randall's dropping 45 again if that happens.
Did y'all see what
that's barbecue
what
chicken, bro.
What do you think Randall's going to do?
I mean, Millsap can create his own shot better than Millsap. Or
than Randall is a beast. Like, Randall will take it to you. Like, Randall hits you.
What is that?
You mean throw your shoulder into him and get the heck out of the way.
No, he has handles.
Next game.
Pacers, Trailblazers.
I got the Pacers.
Pacers.
If CJ's out, I got the Pacers.
Like
the
Pacers have been so good lately.
No, I feel like
Pistons, Cavs.
Trailblazers are really
good. That's why Nate McMillan is coach of the year. They lost Oladipo, and they lose a step.
True. They probably even got a little better.
I feel like Steve Kerr still.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr?
Bro, it's literally there's only basically two options.
After this, we do Coach of the Year. After this, we do Coach of the Year.
All right, but Coach of the Year MVP.
All right, then we'll call it.
Yeah. So
Pistons, Cavs.
Who really cares about that game?
No one really cares.
Pistons.
But I got Pistons.
I got Cavs.
I got the Pistons.
Because Kevin Love is not doing nothing to Blake Griffin.
Okay, and guess what? Colin Sexton's gonna get them in foul trouble. Watch.
Nuggets, Celtics. That's going to be a good game.
Game of the night
is either going to be
Celtics and Nuggets.
Celtics, Nuggets, or Warriors, Spurs. It depends.
Celtics,
Nuggets. Who y'all got?
I got the Nuggets.
Celtics.
I feel like Celtics will get hot tonight.
I feel like Kyrie's going to have a big night.
Yeah,
I feel like Kyrie and Jamal are just going to go at it. Both are going to probably drop 40.
Who you got?
I can see that.
Who you got?
Julius
Randle got into Murray's face after when we played the Lakers and he dribbled around Lonzo. Yeah. Julius Randle got in his face the next game. That dude was going off. Like, yeah, I think he had like 32.
Jeez. I got the Celtics.
But when you pick up a man's ball after scoring 48 and throwing it in the stands,
he was going to keep that ball too.
He was obviously going to keep that ball.
I think he's still got it.
Yeah,
he got it. Yeah, but
no, he got. He did get it back.
He was a Nuggets fan.
Oh, I thought he let the kid have it.
They got some dogs.
Yeah, but he brought it back to the game to show it.
They got Marcus Morris.
Who you got though? Nuggets.
I got the Nuggets, of course.
Nuggets. Nuggets.
Team finally without Michael Porter Jr.
Celtics. 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 Sorry. Heat. Thunder.
Heat. Thunder. No. It's not. Westbrook suspended, remember?
Oh, 16
Did y'all see he got the tech and then he pushed Klay Thompson.
He literally like tried to like truck him. Yeah. I was like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that was bad. He just lost.
It's like,
Dennis Schroeder's about to prove why he's the best backup point guard, though. They're still winning one.
I hope you still win.
I got the Thunder. Bulls, Suns.
That game doesn't even matter.
Suns.
Bulls are kind of... Bulls are looking nice.
LaVine versus Booker.
LaVine versus Booker. That's a good game.
DeAndre Ayton can't guard him.
Bro, did you hear Mike Krzemba? Hey, we might, at least me, I'm a like quote Mike Krzemba a lot because he has a lot of hot takes. He said Laurie Markkanen is Dirk with a 40 inch.
I saw that video. I'm not watching.
He was bullshitting about that.
No, because
he made a video like before Lonzo got drafted. Yeah, he's Lonzo, like the next Steph Curry with a 40 inch vertical.
And he was being serious.
Yeah, he was serious about that. But and he was
serious
about
this one
everyone
too.
Made jokes about
at the beginning of the video, he was like, "I know, guys.
Bro, don't ever like put anyone in a category of Dirk." Hey, Dirk literally
just because
Dirk beat three All Stars by himself. Three superstars.
He plays nothing like
two superstars.
Bro.
Who, Lowry? Yeah.
And just because
Dirk beat two superstars.
Yeah.
And a star.
Bro.
Do not put Chris Bosh as a superstar. He was a star.
All right. Just he went down to a star. He sacrificed. No,
when he was, bro, in Toronto.
In Toronto
he was nice. Bro.
Superstar.
But, no, I know, but when he came to
he sacrificed.
He's just a star.
No, he sacrifices
rules. That happened to K-Love, too. That's what LeBron does to power forwards.
I mean...
Power forwards can't play with LeBron. That's just how it is.
Yeah, it's
yeah he just makes some spot-up shooters. It's yeah.
Oh, man. I said 45 minutes, and then y'all talk for over now. I don't know when it stopped, though.
It says 46 minutes on here. But y'all just want to keep it going with the audio?
It just stopped.
All right, bitch.
Yeah, we didn't check the battery down.
Hey, shout out to Miss Polly for letting us use the camera, though. You did. Hey. But, so, rest of the, all right, so those are the games.
What are we doing? Coach of the Year?
Coach of the Year.
Nate
McMillan.
Hold up. The candidates are Nate McMillan, obviously, Pacers, Mike Budenholzer, Mike Malone. Those are the top three.
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers low key should be in there.
Those are my top three. Doc.
If it's
Nate.
Recording, and
I got Nate.
REC,
Steve Kerr.
And this light Steve will be.
Anybody can. Bro, anyone can coach that. The Warriors.
I got Nate.
Steve Kerr.
Jason Garrett.
Jason
Garrett can freaking coach the Warriors.
Put this guy as the Warriors coach.
Nate McMillan.
You could put a puppy as a head coach.
And
that they would still win.
And David Fisk.
Don't even need a coach.
They don't really need a coach. They actually don't.
Did y'all hear my third pick?
Who'd you say? Fizz?
Yeah, Iggy can be the coach.
Check that for data.
But I got
Mike.
Okay,
I got,
hey guys, we're gonna record it.
Malone.
Y'all can start.
That's between right. Mike Malone and Nate McMillan.
Hey, what's up, Michael? Hey. But, I think we got, like, 10 more minutes on this.
Doc Rivers?
This
team has to win first.
This team is winning.
Who?
Eighth seed.
Who are y'all talking about?
Doc Rivers.
The Pacers? Clippers. Clippers.
He's not even in the conversation. He's not even in the running.
All right.
Did y'all see Doc Rivers and Jim Boylan go at it?
Okay, see if you can do a wrap-up
that was funny.
Quick.
All right, let's... I was trying to wrap it up. Well, can we do MVP?
Never mind. They're both gone.
Oh, they're both dead?
Yeah. All
right, cool. So we're just going to keep it with the audio.
We just finish it off.
So finish it off with the MVP. I got Harden.
MVP. I still got Giannis. After he dropped 52, even though they lost. Dude. And he's building his case right now because Brogdon's going to be out for like a month and a half, two months.
So I got Harden.
Giannis.
I feel like if Harden keeps like doing what Harden usually does, like kind of like later into the season it'll be Harden, but like if he keeps on with like the 20 points, no free throws, then it'll be Giannis. if Giannis keeps doing it.
Yeah, I guarantee you he won't shoot zero. I'm sticking with
Giannis. Rookie of the year is Doncic. Why are we even talking about that?
No, it's Trae Young.
Bro, Trae Young is building his case, bro.
First of all,
Luka's not playing as good. Second of all, he's not playing
Luka's been banged
very
up.
Much at all. He's been hurt a lot.
Luka's been banged up the last
He's been hurt a lot.
Since and like Kyle yeah. said, he doesn't have, what's his name anymore? He doesn't have DeAndre.
Exactly.
That was true, though.
Yeah, he hasn't been as good since DeAndre.
Did I not call that?
You called
DeAndre.
That he wouldn't be as good as DeAndre.
Their whole offense is him.
Jordan.
Bro.
Send him tough screens.
One of them screens come, bro.
I don't want to choose that.
So who is all the attention going to go on? It's going to go on Luka.
But if he's
if obviously got Tim if they Hardaway stuck with him,
Tim Hardaway can score.
Tim Hardaway can score. What's going
Brunson now?
Brunson.
Well, he's starting to figure it out.
Exactly. He did figure it out. He's been scoring like.
But we don't need to talk about rookie of the year.
It's not a bad team yet.
Like
rookie of the year is not a question.
Rookie, it's either Trae Young or Doncic. It's not like we could be like.
All right, who would be third if y'all had to
eight
put
easily.
Eight. Who'd you put third?
He's averaging Aiden, like 16 and.
I'll put Colin Sexton up there.
Colin Sexton.
Colin Sexton is low key cold. Bro.
Colin Sexton, and not even trying to be biased, I would say Kevin Knox. Aiden, Colin Sexton, or Knox.
I put Colin Sexton up there.
Tied at three. Not saying, but he. Bro, Knox is definitely.
Not being biased or anything, but Michael Porter Jr. No, that's literally like you saying you. Come on,
no, bro.
Kevin Knox is not down. Bro, it literally goes. It literally goes Luka. it literally goes Luka, Trae Young, DeAndre Ayton, Sexton,
Triple J.
Jaren Jackson.
No. Jaren Jackson's
he's cold,
over Knox.
Dude.
He has the most potential in the draft.
Bro, that dude's going to win defensive player.
Didn't you have probably. A 5x5? Five five? He came close.
Bro, he's going to win. And he's going to be an all-time defense. All-team defense.
Jaren Jackson,
he will. By end of his career.
He's so good first, already. Mitchell for a rookie Robinson being that good on defense. Yeah.
He's got so much to learn from
Mitchell
not fouling and stuff.
With the blocks. Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson. Hey. Look out for Mitchell Robinson.
There was a rumor the Nuggets were going to try and trade for him.
Jaren Jackson?
No.
I don't want him. No, not Jaren. Mitchell Robinson. I do not want him.
Y'all don't need him.
We don't need anything.
We wrapping it up?
We have enough sticks on that team? Still over there.
Are we wrapping it up, bro?
Yeah.
All right, so inaugural episode. Yeah. First episode of The Zone.
Went good.
Was pretty Gucci. How y'all feeling about it?
Tune into that Celtics Nugget's game, my guy.
Tune in.
Hey, we going to try to do this every Monday.
Tune in next season.
Every Monday, or we might be a little inconsistent and do it like, I don't know. But we're going to try to get this out every week.
And it depends on how my brother's acting. We might bring him in.
Bring Jared in.
If he's acting up, I'm going to have to ground him.
Maybe a special guest.
Next episode, we probably going to talk about the NCAA. That's going to be the first couple games of March Madness.
So
first couple of games of March Madness, we're all going to tune in.
And real quick, like, show your favorite love to your favorite team.
And your boy Eric got to watch college basketball.
Show love to my favorite team.
For college basketball.
That's
in the tournament, at least.
Duke.
The team you, like, going for?
The team I'm going for is, I mean, y'all know I'm a TCU fan, but, like, I'm going for Duke.
TCU's not in the tournament.
No, but he said show love to your favorite team in the tournament. So I'm going for
Texas
Duke.
Texas make it?
No, we didn't make it. We suck.
Shout out to Trae Jones. They're sleeping on you. They're sleeping on you, young bro.
Man, I don't know who's my team. Who's your team? Iowa State? Iowa?
I don't like Iowa State. I mean, if...
I like Iowa
State. Either you like Iowa City or like Iowa. You can't like both.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Texas and Texas A&M.
Yeah.
It's like Texas, Oklahoma. I want to see what John Morant's going to do.
Shout out to TCU being in the NIT.
How do you not get recruited?
Shout out to Texas being the NIT.
Shout out to the NIT. Shout out to the NIT
Shout
tournament.
Out for at the ninth seed.
Oh my god.
Y'all are ninth seed.
Bro. Alright, so who's all in the tournament? Let's see.
Bro, I'm not.
Tournament. Okay. So.
Is there any games today yet?
Tomorrow. Wednesday.
Tomorrow. Yeah, so, Prairie View.
Iowa play.
Iowa plays.
Thursday or Friday. Sick.
Yeah,
Who's Marquette playing? They're playing.
So actually,
yeah, John Morant versus
Marcus Howard. Oh my god, someone's dropping 40.
He's
that
a bucket, Marcus Howard.
Marcus Howard versus John Morant.
Actually, I'm not going for Duke. I'm going for Villanova. Villanova because Javon Quinterly. That's why
he's not
playing.
Even getting minutes.
He doesn't even start. He's not getting his minutes.
He doesn't even play.
He deserves minutes.
I think he's almost going to transfer.
It's either going to be, I'm going for, a bunch of to be determined.
Yeah, just for like next round.
Yeah.
But
Isaiah Washington's trash.
My team.
Isaiah Washington wasn't even
that good. Isaiah Washington's so overrated.
He wasn't even that good in high school. He wasn't even that good in high school.
All the Jelly fans trash.
Nah, Javon Quinterly's actually kind of good.
He has a
my team.
Right now, he's
like, we're never mind. Probably Tech or Michigan.
Bro, Tech or Michigan.
Marcus Howard is a bucket.
Mine is either Duke or Villanova. What's yours? Iowa.
Iowa. It's just St. Mary's, right?
St. Mary's. I
don't see St. Mary's. What about you?
Coming from the guy that watches no college basketball.
All right, Eric watches no college basketball, but still.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Alabama's not in it.
Alabama's not in it.
They're never in it. It's only football.
Bro, UTA almost made the tournament.
They were in it last year. I was almost happy for them.
I'm going to go for
UNC. In UNC.
I choose Duke.
You choose Duke? Yeah. All right, Duke.
I'm going to go for Tennessee.
You're Duke.
Tennessee just got Villanova. Clapped yesterday.
They haven't had a good team in years.
But they lost bad yesterday.
They haven't been good since Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris went to Tennessee. Yeah, he went to Tennessee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. J. Cole?
They didn't really do much, though.
Yeah, but they haven't been good.
Right, let's wrap it up.
Because
we're Barnes. Let's wrap it up. We're getting on a tangent.
I already know I got all the viewers. I got the most fans at all.
Hey, follow me at on Instagram, ISOGym14.
Follow me, ISOIan25.
Follow me, ISO_KyleB.
You dig? You're not a part of ISO, fam.
Follow me at ISODez0.
You did.
Or Dreadhead Dennis.
Or
follow me at ISODK.
No, sir. Yeah. Follow Dre. What's your Instagram?
ISODK.
Follow the cameraman Leandre Love at Leandre Love. He makes music too. Hey, but it's the first episode of The Zone, bro. We doing good, bro. We living straight. You know what I'm saying? Hey, tune into the next episode. Appreciate y'all for listening.
We out.